You're listening to SBS News. Almost 58% of Israel's population is fully vaccinated. But Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says another lockdown is not out of the question because of the highly contagious Delta variant. Israel recorded more than 700 new cases in the past 24 hours. Mr. Bennett says he's told the police to step up enforcement of health rules, which mandate the wearing of masks indoors, saying the government wants to avoid another lockdown.
משטרת ישראל קיבלה הנחיה ממני לבצע אכיפה של עטיית מסכות.
Israel's police was instructed by me to enforce mask wearing. A citizen in a closed space without a mask will be required to pay a high fine. That's the fair thing to do, because it's wrong to have people who are lazy and hurt the rest of the public.
Prime Minister Bennett has also told Israelis not to travel overseas as the Delta variant spreads. Spain has introduced new restrictions as its case numbers continue to rise. There's been an upward trajectory in Spain since the middle of June after a long period of decline. Most of the new cases are being reported in younger people who are unvaccinated. In the northeastern region of Catalonia, which has the highest incident rate in the country, a curfew is being considered in 158 cities and towns. The curfew, which needs to be authorised by a court, would take place between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. for a 7-day period. Pere Paragons is the Catalan regional leader.
El govern de la Generalitat, després de parlar amb el món municipal, ha pres la decisió.
After having talked with the municipalities, the Catalan government has taken the decision of imposing a night curfew from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. for those municipalities over 5,000 inhabitants with the most COVID-19 impact.
In Greece, more than 5,000 people have taken part in a protest in Athens outside the parliament after the government announced mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers and nursing home staff. Those who don't comply will be forced to take leave without pay. Greece has experienced a big rise in cases, with 3,000 new cases on Tuesday. In France, police have fired tear gas to disperse a protest in Paris against President Macron's plan to require a COVID-19 vaccine certificate or evidence of a negative COVID test result to gain access to bars, restaurants and cinemas from next month. This protester says the health pass is a crazy requirement.
Je suis résolument contre le pass sanitaire. Parce que je trouve ridicule de se faire piquer pour aller prendre un café en terrasse.
I am absolutely against this health pass because I think it's ridiculous to have to get injected just to have a coffee at an outdoor table, to take the train. I think that's crazy.
The Biden administration in the United States is again recruiting celebrities to encourage people to get vaccinated. There's a focus on younger adults who are getting vaccinated at much lower rates than older people. The latest recruit is 18-year-old singer Olivia Rodrigo, who met President Joe Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci and released a video to promote the benefits of a COVID-19 inoculation.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo, and today I'm at the White House meeting with President Biden and Dr. Fauci because it's so important that we all get vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you're young and healthy, getting the vaccine is about protecting yourself, your friends, and your family. Let's get vaccinated.
And in South America, Argentina is on the verge of registering 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Luis Cimera is a doctor and advisor to President Alberto Fernandez.
Mal, 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 lo dije mil veces, muy mal, no mal, muy mal.
I feel bad, bad. I said it 1,000 times. Not bad, very bad. It wasn't what you had thought was going to happen. I had imagined going bad, 50,000 dead by now, 60,000 at most. This is a very hard, very hard, a very hard figure.
Greg Diet, SBS News.